Our next guest always covers a lot of ground when he's here in the studio. He comes from the big county, and we do mean a big county, of Lancaster County. His name is Dennis Marstall. He is the Lancaster County Administrator. And good morning to you, Dennis.
Good Palmetto morning. Happy summer. It's off to a good start.
Yes. You're dressed for summer.
I'm looking, got my summer outfit on. Thank you.
I love the pattern mixing. It looks great.
Make sure we get that on CN2 for everybody.
That coral and blue. I like it. We don't call it orange. We call it coral.
Right. Absolutely. Yes.
That's right. Ashley loves when patterns don't mix. So that's right up her alley.
Yes.
You pull it off nicely. And you, my friend, just had a birthday recently.
Absolutely. Thank you. So still young and having fun.
That's right.
Your life is good.
I don't know how old you are. You do not need to tell us, but you don't look a day over 30.
Well, I'll take that. Thank you very much. It's how you feel and how you act sometimes.
That's
my goodness. Well, summer's a busy time for so many folks. We know for our school districts, it's really not a time to slow down. It's a very busy time for our school districts. Same is true for county governments. You all are about to unveil a pretty big enhancement to your communications effort within the Lancaster County community.
Yes, and just looking at this week, we always say in Lancaster County, growth is everything and driving everything, but we'll make sure we continue to get out good messages. So we're going to refresh or relaunch our website. So encourage everyone to go to lancastercountysc.gov. But it's just a way to be more engaging. We can put more videos up there. We can do banners across our website. We've had breaking news. Clearly, we had some weather issues this past week. So thinking about how we communicate. We do a monthly electronic newsletter now. We're working on a digital newsletter. All those will be housed at the website, certainly, so we keep driving people. But we want to make it kind of a seamless way, an intuitive way for people to find the services they need, whether you're looking for a GIS map for property, or if you're looking for tax information, or if you want information on development services, and even animal control. So LancasterCountySC.gov, and it'll have a new look. You'll see some good sights and even some sounds if you do some volume of things going on in Lancaster County.
That's great.
We love that. So after the website, then you're working on your budget. Where are we in the budget process for Lancaster County? Give us the personality of the budget. How big is your budget? What does it call for?
Gotcha. Well, you know, there's so much going on in Lancaster County. And if you just look at this week alone, our website refresh, but I've also got to highlight, we're going to do a Board Member of the Year event this year. We've done it before, where we have 18 boards and committees, advisory boards, to give county council input on a whole host of things, from the animal shelter to the airport to even our zoning. But we have 170 volunteers who serve in these different 18 boards, and we recognize, we nominate one person from each board, and then we have a Board Member of the Year, and that's on Wednesday. So we want to give a little shout out to our volunteers, our citizens, who really do help make government work and give good feedback. So that's just this week. Next week's another big week in budget.
Okay.
We've got the second reading of budget, and within that, our budget's going to grow to about $160 million dollars total. But within that, we are looking to add 42 new positions, and that's staggering. Last year, we did about 9, but it does reflect growth. One, revenue growth, when you consider that Target will come online in 2025. Costco should come online. If you've been through Lancaster, all the neighborhoods that are coming out of the ground now. And so we have a strong revenue picture for the next 3 months. Next 3 years. But county council's really been the driver on this. And we've said public safety is our focus. And when you look at those 42 positions, you're like, my gosh, yes. But 4 new sheriff's deputies, 6 to 8 new EMS. We're going to put on a new truck to serve the growing Indian Land area. We've got 3 new firefighters for Indian Land. And we're going to do a joint EMS, Indian Land, basically ride along an SUV, so that we're not going to tie up ambulances, we're not going to tie up fire trucks, but put an EMS staff member with a fire staff member and do some of the more low non-transport responses, if you need maybe a lift assist or some other issues. So we're trying to be more innovative in how we do our service delivery, and that's reflected in this budget. We're going to hire some new animal control officers. For those who have been involved with our animal shelter, we're hiring 3 new positions because we continue to be full. How can we speed up adoptions? So there's a whole host of even a new deputy coroner. Our coroner's office continues to grow. But when you think across public safety, this budget clearly invests in public safety. So when you think about, wow, that's a lot of positions, it is. But when you need per shift, you need 6 firefighters or 6 EMS, whether paramedics or EMTs, it really does add up. But within there, also a big driver of that is we're going to, you don't think trash, but trash is a big part of county business too, that we have 12 convenience sites across the county where people can come and bring their household waste We're going to expand the days and hours at six of our sites where we have high volume. So that will start in January. So that really there is 12 part-time positions that we usually use for our convenience site. So we're covering everything from public safety to trash and everything in between, but it's all, again, growth. Growth is driving everything.
Save one of those part-time jobs at the recycling and collection centers Ashley Lane, when she retires,
that's
wants to go work there.
So Have we got a spot for you?
Okay. I love it. I love to talk to the people. I love the people out there. You know, you get to be a little bit bossy. This goes here. This goes there. Make sure it's, you know, it's very orderly. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I'll tell you one of our budget strategies, though, is some of these positions we aren't bringing on until January. So we don't have the big budget hit. And we're even bringing on four new corrections officers because we're getting ready to open our new detention center. And even we do have a position approved, but filling a position for airport, an assistant airport director. We have some vacancies right now. I'm looking for some leadership team roles for human resources, communications and marketing, and even looking to have a new facilities director. We've got over 72 facilities, parks and different things. It's a growing county. We've added some new facilities. So growth, again, is driving everything. But the best news, everyone in Lancaster County, your taxes will go down. It is a reassessment year this year for us. And so our property taxes are going down on the county operating because, again, state law, you don't want to have a windfall from growth. But what we found during this is that our home values are going up. Sounds good for revenue, but we also are very sensitive about affordability and what do we have for our workforce in the county. We've announced a great economic development new company coming to town. They're going to build a 400,000 distribution assembly plant off of 160, about 125 jobs, $50 million investment. So again, our tax base continues to grow on the commercial side, so we don't have to put the burden on the residential side.
And we'll wrap up with this, Dennis, with all of that growth and moving people around, you've got to address roads.
Absolutely.
And I know back in the fall, Lancaster County did propose or bring forward a transportation
sales tax.
Sales tax, yes, thank you. And the voters said no. You all have workshopped it a little bit, and then it will be first reading in the days ahead about whether or not to, again, bring this issue back up.
Yeah, correct. So we went to voters in November of 24 and said basically a $405 million package over 15 years. We've scaled it down with a big focus still on widening 521. That's clearly the spine, the economic guide for our entire county. And so we're coming back with a $250 million package over 10 years. It would still raise the local sales tax by 1%. But again, those who pay the sales tax are generally people from outside the county, too, for people who want to come and shop and enjoy different things in the county. But that will be first reading for county council to consider. We did, last time we learned that the schools and county had a referendum together on different issues. Both failed. And so having a conversation with the school board, we think having them separate now, if ours is in November of 2025 and the schools have one in March or April, I think that'll be helpful to get information out better, not have confusion. Because ours is a sales tax, theirs had a property tax implication for the schools. So county council, there's still some sentiment on council that maybe we should still wait, let this sit for a little bit more. And so key point for everyone is that most counties do not use property tax for roads. If you look at York, and they've got pennies for progress, roads. Same thing for Lancaster County. We don't have a dedicated funding stream for roads. We don't use property tax. And so to attract state funds, to have a match, federal funds, we've got to have some skin in the game. The way to do that is through this proposal for the referendum. But we'll see. County Council has to pass it out first, and then they'll have three readings.
Perfect. All right. We covered a lot of ground there in Lancaster County. We'll have to put a pin in this conversation. We'll continue when we catch up with Dennis next month.